prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Y'all gonna help me? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall stand before us?
Amen. Whatever they call you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to ask Reverend Kitchens to come and bring us our invocation this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Every head bow, all eyes closed. Again, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, again, acknowledging the fact that there's none other beside you. Father, we come this second watch. Father, asking for the unction of your Holy Spirit to come and dwell within our hearts and within our minds right now. Come now, Holy Spirit. Manifest your spirit all over this place and in our hearts and in our minds that we can worship you in the capacity you would have us to worship. Bless your preach word, Pastor Steed, and Father, crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and clarity, Father, that he can point to us the things you would have us to know. Now, bless all of these who have come in this service. And Father, let us remove self out of the way, that in the end, you will get all of the glory. And Father, we can worship you in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen.
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 Just remain rested on your feet. Amen. I'm going to ask if Minister Donovan will come and prepare to bring to us our scripture after the responsive reading. Amen. The responsive reading is Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Our responsive reading this morning is Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1 through 9, and we'll read responsively. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I forget about this one. Amen. We're going to talk about Paw this morning, okay? God, look at me. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. I'll read verse 1 and let us read through 9 responsively. Amen.
Amen.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Honor thy mother and
father. Read, y'all.
Which is the first commandment with promise.
That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. With good will doing service. With good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to y'all. Oh, that's amen, don't it? Verse 8, read, y'all.
The Lord knows whatever good things men do, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond
or free. Together, and ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, dreadening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons. Oh, hallelujah. Minister Donovan.
Praise God, saints. This is scriptures for today. The word will be coming from today. Psalms 112. Psalms 112. Reading from 1 to 8. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wrath and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright, neither riseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lengthen. He shall guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved from ever. His righteousness shall be everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And in verse 8, it says here that his heart establisheth. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. Oh my God. Praise be to God. Praise of God.
You bless the Lord. You may rest. Those that are without, you may let them in this morning. Amen. Before I go to my seat, happy Father's Day, all y'all. Amen. Happy grandparents, grandfather, and all of that kind of stuff. Amen. Papa. One of my nephews called me at 6:30 this morning. I say, boy, what you want this early in the morning? He just said, Unc, you know I love you.
Hallelujah. Anybody got something to praise him for? Did he wake you up this morning? Put food on your table? Shelter over your head? Clothes on your back? Shoes on your feet? Let's just praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the Lord done anything for you, you ought to just praise him for what he's done for you. Amen. I know I couldn't make it without the Lord on my side. His goodness and his mercy chases me all the day long. I just praise the Lord. Glory to God. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. To all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, to the deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, to our first family. Amen. And to all of you that are here and listening in, we welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Amen. We thank God for you being a part. Amen. Good to have my baby boy here today, Jeremy. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. We want to recognize any visitors that we might have. Amen. You might let them in. You might let them in. Come in. Amen. Any visitors that we have, we'd like for you to stand. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Tell us where you're from. Tell us your name and where you're from. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. You are? Praise God. All right. Sorry to hear that. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all so much for being here today. We welcome you here, and we pray that we can do something that will help your day be inspired and that keep your faith in the Lord. May God smile upon you as you travel back to your several homes. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Give them another hand, if you will. Hallelujah. Amen. Another family? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Did I miss anybody? Okay, they them your challenge. Deacon Brooks. We love him here. Him and his wife, they are such a jewel, and we appreciate them so much. God bless you all. Thank you for being a part of our service today. Thank you so much. All right, this is Father's Day. Amen. Father's Day. Hallelujah. All fathers, please stand. All fathers, please stand. All fathers. Amen. 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 God bless you. We thank God for all of you. May heaven keep smiling upon you for being the great fathers that you are. Amen. So glad to have my good friend Deacon Weddington, amen, in our midst today. God bless you. Thank you for being a part. All right. At this time, Reverend Kitchen is going to come with vacation Bible school information. We're getting ready for that great time again. Amen. Reverend Kitchen.
Good morning to all of you that are here. Do we have the video ready? Okay, let's play the video first and then we'll come back. Amen. Amen. All right, while they're getting ready. So get ready, we're looking forward to an exciting time beginning tomorrow night at the 6 p.m. hour. We will be here, amen, serving dinner. Dinner starts at 6, amen, so come on and get you some snacks on to take you over till we get out. Classes start at, my mind went blank. Oh, wow, classes start at 7. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not that old. Amen. 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 Classes start at 7 p.m. Amen. And we hope to have you out by 8:30, if at all possible. Our teachers are excited. We're excited about what God is going to do that particular week. So we encourage you. I've heard the weather report and all this good stuff, but it's going to rain either way. The Lord see fits for it to be. So don't let that stop you from coming to enjoy the presence of the Lord. You just might, if you miss a night, you just might miss your blessing. Amen. I won't leave it there. Amen. Praise God. So we're looking forward to a great time this week in our vacation Bible school. Sister Lawson and Sister Young is not here, but they are our coordinators, and all the teachers are ready. We have some of them here. So thank you, all of you that are participating in the teaching aspect. Thank you so much, and we look forward to a great time. Come, bring a friend, and be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Kitchen. Amen. We know we always have a grand time, so get excited, as he has said. Amen. Come and just enjoy, amen, a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our men on last Sunday for such a wonderful men day. Amen. It was spearheaded by Deacon Hayes and Deacon Brooks. Amen. And their staff did such a great job in putting the program together. Amen. So again, we thank you, men. Amen. Someone was watching us, amen, on the video, and they said, all those men. Amen. I was just thanking God to see all the men that showed up on last Sunday. Amen. It was a joyous time. You were taking your position. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for you. Amen. For your great program. All right. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for our church anniversary. Amen. The third Sunday in July. 156 years. Amen. So we looking to have a grand time. Our church anniversary. So we want you to keep that in mind. 156 years, only $156 from each one of y'all. Amen. We'll make it a great celebration. Amen. Amen. So we ask that you can do whatever you can, if you will. Amen. That you might be a blessing. We got some things we got to do around here. Amen. So we hoping that everybody will participate. All right. Let us keep in mind all of those on our sick and concerned list. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Pray for Deacon and Deaconess Sam's family. Amen. She was here this morning. Let's keep praying for them. You know that they had her mother's homegoing celebration Saturday before last. So please keep that family lifted in prayer for the comfort from the Lord. Amen. 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 Also, Deacon and Deaconess Kelly, a daughter who's recovering at home, and she sends a card to the church family. I just want to thank you for your prayers, text, phone calls, and emails. Our daughter is back home and recuperating. God bless you all. We love you. From Deacon and Deaconess Kelly. Amen. So continue keeping them lifted in prayer, and her daughter. God bless you. Also, our sister Barbara Jackson's daughter, Michelle. Let's keep her lifted in prayer as she recovers from her surgery. Amen. Also, our president of our pastor's aid, Sister Jackie Patton, let's keep praying for her sister who was in a serious car accident a couple of weeks ago. Amen. So keep her lifted in prayer. Our own Reverend Vanessa Ratcliffe, who's recovering from knee surgery. Sister Sharon Horton, mom, Carol Miller, let's keep her in your prayers. Kendra Thomas, who is in physical therapy. Sister Rose Cox had surgery on her knee. Diane Copes in prayer, had back surgery. I believe she's in North Carolina. Paul Crooks has cancer. Amen. Sister Deborah Fisher has lung condition. Deaconess Willard G. Watts, who's had some heart problems. Deacon and Deaconess Rivers. Now, Sister Rivers had surgery on last Monday, and she was able to come home on Wednesday, but she had a setback. Amen. We ask that you keep her lifted in prayer. She had some
breathing problems, and they wanted her to stay in the hospital so they could monitor her. So keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. But we know that God will bring her through. Digging and Digginess's Rice, her brother who is in critical condition. Cynthia Adderley had surgery. My cousin, Pastor Magdalene Stinnett, her granddaughter, keep her lifted in prayer. She has a virus and seemingly is affecting her nerve system, and she's not able to walk. Amen. I think she's about 2 years old, so please keep her lifted in prayer. She's in the hospital there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Amen. Pray for Sister Doris Gordon's sister in South Carolina who has cancer. Sister Angie Smith, who's recovering from a stroke. Reverend James and family. Amen. President Jimmy Carter, as he is in hospice at home. Amen. Let's keep all of those families lifted in prayer. Amen. We have a card here from Digginess Sams. She's thanking you. When you sow seed of kindness, you reap a harvest of appreciation. To my New Hope family, Mom is now with the Father. Your being there in so many ways will always have a special place in my heart. Your prayers, your concerns, your calls, and your attendance meant so much to me. Thank you, Digginess, Glenda, Sams, amen, and family. Thank you so much for all that you did in their time of need. God bless you. Let's get ready now to bring our tithe and our offering to the Lord. We know that everything we have, God gave it to us. Amen. Amen. He just asked us to share 10% with him so that the ministry can be a blessing throughout the world. Praise God. That's one thing that we accomplished during the pandemic. Now we're reaching more states, more countries. Amen. Through the virtual ministry that we have now. So God has a way. Everything that looks bad is not always bad. Amen. God can take the bad and make it good. Amen. So we thank God for you. We get calls and texts from people from New York, North Carolina, California, amen, Virginia, amen, all around. They tuning in to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. So God bless in a mighty way. Let us stand and take our offering in our hand as we get ready to bless him with our giving. Amen. We thank all of you who give online. Thank you so much for your dedication. Let us take our offering in our hand. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these thy monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, we pray that thou will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy, that they might be a blessing unto your ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our ministers will come first. The choir, Deacon Digginess's mother will follow. We be so kind to face the sun aisle. Be directed by the ushers from the rear.
Father God, we just thank you for all these blessings you bestow upon us as we offer our gifts to you, Father God. We pray that you will use these gifts to expand your kingdom on earth. And Lord, we pray for the givers and those who did not give for one reason or another. Bless us all, Father God, and bless our gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much what you have given. May the Lord bless you real good. Let's praise God for the organist here this morning filling in for us. Amen. I'd like to introduce some people that has decided to join together in marriage. Mr. and Sister Harris there in the back. Will you stand? And the daughter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, newlyweds. Newlyweds. Hallelujah. We thank God for them being here today. All right. Let's get ready for some good music from this choir. And give me about 10 minutes and we'll be gone. Is that all right? Thank you.
Jesus. How many believe that today? He didn't have to wake you this morning, but he did. Somebody ought to say, thank you. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yeah. I think a little praise music go right there. A little praise music go right there, huh? A little praise music go right there. Just take a deep breath. Tell the Lord, thank you. I can breathe. Amen. Somebody said, I can't even walk without him holding my hands. Hallelujah. That's why David said in Psalms 112, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Watch this. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there rises light even in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion. Yes, ain't you glad about it? And righteous, a good man, showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. And until he see his desire upon his enemies. Somebody say praise the Lord. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and opportunity just to say a word for you. Let your Holy Spirit guide now. Take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Somebody might be saved. Somebody might be delivered. Somebody might be set free. Lord, we ask these blessings now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Look at your neighbors. A neighbor, make room for daddy. Yeah. Make room for daddy. The sitcom, Make Room for Daddy, was a play by Danny Thomas, who played the role of Danny Williams as the father in this TV series. The program was a real hit with the public because with all the problems in this family, her dad was the main figure of the show with the solution for the problems his family was facing. Make Room for Daddy is an American sitcom that ran from 1953 to 1957 on ABC. From 1957 to 1964 on CBS. Today in America, we need to make room for daddy. Because in many cases today in America, dads are being pushed aside for these heroes in Hollywood, in the sports world. There was a time when children would spend playing time pretending to be like their moms and dad. They would dress up in their parents' clothes, try to imitate their voices. Somebody remember that. But today, many of our children wants to become like a basketball star or some actor. They wear the same brand tennis shoes, jerseys, hairstyles, etc., as their favorite sports hero or actor. They want to talk, dress, and live like those sports heroes or actors. Today, dad has been replaced in many cases as the role model to the children. Today is Father's Day. This is a special day. We set aside a month after Mother's Day to recognize the important role that fathers have in their families. Even though fathers play a major role in the lives of the family, amen, we know that many times that they have been replaced by others. It is so important that we remember that God has put the man in charge of the family so that he, a man, could be the head of the home in order that there be a covering over the home. Because if he was a praying father, he had power to lead his family. He had power to take care of his family. He had power to support his family. He had power to protect his family if he was a praying man. In June of 1998, Vice President Al Gore made a speech before Father's Day. Being a politician, he was. He thought it might be a good time to make a speech on the American family because every man, Republican, wanted to be known as being concerned about family. That's good. However, during the speech, he said something probably would not say if he could do it again. because what he said was so winding, amen, that people all over the nation were shocked in what he said about today's dad. In this family speech, he announced that some research had been completed, and he wanted to make it known that the researchers had discovered a father has a special role to play in the family. They had to do research to discover that. Do you hear what I'm saying? All they had to do was read the Word of God. Most of the things in the scriptures that deals with the family dad had a very special role in the family as the head of the home. However, one of the main reasons America is suffering morally and domestically is because society is not making room for dads, but pushing him aside. Let's look, if you will, with me. Amen. First of all, his offering. The word bless, amen, in verse 1 means to be happy. It is the will of God that every dad in this congregation have a blessed, happy life. When we say it is the will of God that every man be blessed, amen, we need to define the kind of happiness God had in mind. Yeah, if we did a survey on the streets and asked men what would it take for them to be happy, most of them would say, win the lottery. Many dads today consider being rich as the same as being happy. Amen. There are men and women who are working as hard as they can, work every day of the week, because they believe if they have riches, have material things, they will be happy. Sad to say, wealth does not always guarantee happiness. Some of the wealthiest people in America are very miserable. We are told in Hollywood, when some of the richest people on earth, it is filled with psychiatrists dealing with depressions for the rich. Things we want most can sometimes be the worst thing for us. Amen. This principle often applies to material possession. Many have fine cars, fine home, fine clothes, fine shoes, fine jewelry. Many discover that once they acquire wealth, it did not make them happy. So, brothers and sisters, some, when they have acquired wealth, were so disappointed with life, they committed suicide. Again, the things we want the most can sometimes be worse for us. Again, this principle often applied to the riches and the material possessions. God could make every dad rich, but God knows to do this would not bring happiness to their life, but misery. We have good examples of this for those who won the lotteries. There are those today who play the lottery because they believe if they win, they will be happy forever. Really? Money doesn't always buy happiness. Let's look, if you will, at some who have won the lottery. William Bud Post won the Pennsylvania lottery, $16.2 million jackpot in 1988. The Beaver County Times reported, this was the start of a series of unfortunate events for Post. His ex-girlfriend sued him for a share of the winnings, and she won. His brother hired a hitman in an effort to inherit part of his cash. Other relatives spent months demanding money. Within a month of winning, Post filed for bankruptcy and had $1 million in debt. Let me tell you about another one. Janet Lee. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Janet Lee, an immigrant from South Korea, worked in a wig shop before she won $18 million in the Illinois lottery in 1993. Lee was set to receive an annual payout of $620,000 and to the opportunity to buy a $1 million home for her family. But she later sold her rights to her annual check for a lump sum amount. 10 years later, at 60 years old, Lee filed for bankruptcy and was left with $2 million in debt. We can go on and on, amen, how wealth can destroy your life. Well, the psalmist shows us how we as dad can be happy. Notice, if you will, he says, blessed, happy is the man, amen, that what? Fears the Lord. In the Old Testament, we read about a father named Solomon. Solomon was like most dads today. That is, he sought after happiness. But unlike most Christian dads today, he sought for it in the wrong places. There was not a rock that he did not turn over in his search for happiness. Yet throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, at the least 9 times, he talked about how his spirit was vexed, how he was troubled. Did you ever hear the expression, he's a troubled man? Perhaps this expression began in reference to Solomon. He was surely a troubled man. He had many things that one might think would take to make one happy. Solomon had wisdom. He had material things. He had many children. He had much fame. He had power. He had prestige. He was married to some of the most beautiful women on earth. He had everything imaginable, yet he was absolutely miserable. The Bible states many times he was vexed. But at the close of the book of Ecclesiastes, see this wise man said concerning the pursuit of happiness. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Yes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The man Solomon finally discovered that true happiness is not in riches and things, but is found in the Lord. So I'm saying to you men today, don't get caught up in worldly things. You fathers need to understand that if you want true happiness, you must find it in the Lord. You know, it seemed that Solomon had lived much in life in fear that he would not find happiness. But then he discovered that happiness is found in the fear of the Lord. Well, why? Why is there such a contrast in how the employee treats this man and how the grandson treats him? It's because to the employer, this man is a boss and is to be respected or reverenced. To the little boy, this man is grandpa. Amen. Need we say more? When we talk about fearing God, we are talking about having reverence for him. Let me ask you, dads, today on Father's Day, how do you think about God? Is he someone special in your life. God wants to be special in our life. That each day of our life, we live only for him. This, amen, the scripture talks about is fear born of ours. In other words, for we recognize God is an awesome God. How many know he is an awesome God? Yes, Dad, if you ever hope to find degree of happiness in this life, you have to come to know the awesomeness of God, your creator. Every Lord's Day, we have some who recognize the awesomeness of God. That's why we praise him. That's why we lift him up. That's why we give him glory, because he is an awesome God. Yes, brothers and sisters, their life reflects that on the Lord's Day, every day of the week, we also have some dads who do not see God as someone special in their life. In fact, many on the Lord's Day go fishing, go hunting, go golfing, washing their car. I'm coming by your house soon. Doing all sorts of things except referencing God. To be happy, Father, we must have knowledge of an awesome God. You need to know he woke you this morning. He put food on your table. He put a shelter over your head, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. The breath you breathe, he gave it to you. The sight you have, he gave it to you. Your hands, he gave them to you. Your feet, he gave them to you. Every good thing comes from the Lord. Do I have a witness? Until dads have this kind of fear of awesomeness of God, they will never have the happiness that God intended for them to have here on earth. He have looked at the happy father offering. Now let us look. It says his offspring. Look there at verse 2 and 3. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. If you will, for just a moment, notice, only will his children be blessed to have a dad like him. So will his grandchildren. Look at verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. In other words, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. This verse could be paraphrased, a generation of upright men shall be blessed. What does that mean? There's a commercial on television advertising the Bush canned vegetable. The Bush family claim they have a secret recipe for making their Bush beans so special. Then it shows a man pretending to be washing windows outside the office on a scaffold. He is really trying to peek in the window to see if he can find out the secret recipe for their delicious Bush beans. But the member of the Bush family inside is doing the talking and is vowing that no one will ever know what the secret recipe is except the Bush family. and it will be passed on down from one generation to the next. That's what we need to do as fathers. We need to get Jesus down on the inside. Pass him on to our generation. A family has been richly blessed of God. The little boy turned to his dad and said, "Dad, why is it our family is so blessed of God? I noticed that I go to school, with the do not seem to have the blessings that the other families might have." Dad said, "Son, I'm glad you asked me that question, because I had been meaning to talk to you about it. You see, I want to know why your family is so blessed." He said, "Well, the reason is because your great, great grandfather came to know the Lord." Like most men who ever came to know the Lord, God blessed his family, and his son came to know God in the same fashion. And then later, when he got married, his son, my dad, came to know the Lord in the same fashion. And my dad wanted me to know the Lord in the same fashion. And he wanted God to bless me. So he taught me to know the awesome God. And God has blessed my life. In other words, he said, "My son, I want God to bless you the same way he blessed my great-great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father. And now he's blessing me too. Ain't God good?" In other words, if you would just keep the blessings flowing, if you would just tell your sons and tell your daughters about the goodness of the Lord, amen, it will be, amen, like sweet spirit in their mouth. You can say, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." To be blessed, to be happy, we have to look at the blessed man, his offspring, his offspring. We have looked at the blessed man, but now look at the dedicated man. I'm getting ready to leave you now. In Chuck Swindoll's book, Growing Wise in Family, he asks the question that concerns men. He says, "Remember when men were men? Remember when you could tell by looking at them? Remember when men knew who they were? Like how they were? And didn't want to be anything except what they were? Remember when it was the men who boxed and wrestled and bragged about how much they could bench press? Remember when it was the woman who wore the makeup, the earrings, and the bling bling? Remember when, I know y'all ain't gonna help me here. Remember when it was the men who initiate the contact and took the lead in relationship, made lifelong commitments, treated women like ladies and models, like they were their queen, masculinity that displayed security and stability?" Then he went on to say, sometime even more profane, "We need fewer spineless wimps who never, disengage themselves from mama's apron. They still hanging on to mama's apron. And more clearly, hard-working, straight-talking men who will tender, thoughtful and loving. Don't feel the need to ask permission to take charge. I'm convinced that most single ladies would love to have a man who will be a man. There will be one that would love them, that would have compassion, that would take care of them. Children especially would love to have a dad to be their role model. Children especially would love to have a dad that they could appreciate. I believe it is an absolute truth, but I will go a step further. I believe God likes fathers like this also. We have men today in this transgender age. And somebody stopped my truck. We have men today in this transgender age who wants to change their sex and become a woman. They want to look like a woman, dress like a woman, talk like a woman. Oh, y'all quiet now. In the Psalms 112, I want to remind you, this chapter is written to the blessed man. A man who are glad God made him a man. Again, I'm reminding you, in this chapter, God speaks to the dads and shows us how he can have and be blessed. The dads who serve gods of this world will never find happiness that satisfied them. That's why Otis Redding wrote the song, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." Never, never, unless they come to recognize that God is greater than anyone or anything in their lives. They may be happy for a short time, but they are building their lives on sand. And one day the storm will come. Yeah, the wind will blow. They will be destroyed. But a man who has come to realize that greatness of God knows a happiness that the world knows nothing about. Ain't you glad? Verse 4 tells us, unto the upright. Is there any upright fathers here? Unto the upright, there arises light in darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion and righteousness. This knowledge, this he has, refers to light in the midst of a dark world, in the sinful world. He has light because his heart is grounded and rooted in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. Y'all don't hear me? That's why we can't get no further than we get, because we left Jesus out of our lives. If you want to shine, you got to get back into the Word, because the Word is a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your pathway. One reason it is difficult to win the lost to Christ is because we live in darkness. How can I bring you out of darkness wearing a dress, wearing a wig, with lipstick and makeup, earrings in my ear, in my nose, on my lips? Y'all don't hear me? It reminds me when Solomon, I'm sorry, when Elijah went up on the hill and there was a contest between Baal and God, and the people wanted the God that was God to answer by fire. I'm told that Baal tried to bring forth his God. He built an altar and he called on his God, but his God didn't answer. And then the people got discouraged, began to cut themselves up. Y'all don't hear me doing all sorts of things because the God that they were serving didn't answer. I heard Elijah say, get your mess out of the way. Let me build my altar. Y'all don't hear me? Bring me some wood. Put it on the altar. Not only that, but fill it with water. And I call on my God. Elijah, call on God. And fire fell from above. All I'm trying to tell you, men, you gotta be men. Fathers, you gotta be fathers. If you want God to bless your family, do I have a witness here? Well, we gotta go now. I gotta leave you. I'll finish up later. But I want you to know that if you want God to bless your life, you got to learn how to walk in the path of righteousness. You got to learn how to lean and depend on God. You got to learn trust in him in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do I have a witness here? God will bless you if you bless God. Do I have a witness? How can a blessing with my life being sanctified, being set apart to allow him to saturate me, to anoint me from on high? That's why greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When my enemies encamp round about me, he'll hide me in his pavilion. Ain't you glad? If you stand still, he will fight your battles. Anybody know he's a battle fighter? He'll hold you in the time of a storm. He'll keep you, because when I walk through the valleys, he's with me. He holds me in his hands. I'm so glad I can lift my hands and say, thank God. Thank God. He keeps on blessing me over, 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 over. Make room for Dad. Don't leave him out. We need his leadership. And a blessed man is blessed by God. I don't care what you got. Bible says heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, one tear of my word shall fail. I don't care what you're holding on to. Let it go. Hold on to Jesus. I don't know, but I can testify. Jesus is the best thing. Yeah. Never happened to me. Fine cars is all right. Fine clothes is all right. But I can't sleep at night. Unless Jesus gives me peace. Yeah. You can buy a bed, but you can't buy no sleep. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Huh? You can get all the money in the world, but you still won't have happiness. Look what the songwriter says. Only what you do for Christ will last. And see, that's our problem, is doing it for Christ. We so hung up on self, hung up on emotions, hung up on feelings of what we want to do. That's why we got to be regenerated. We got to be born again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You want to know who you are? Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. If you want to know who you are, you want to know where you come from, talk to Jesus. Fathers, this is what we got to tell our children. Talk to Jesus. The world will confuse you. Don't just get hung up on doing what the Joneses is doing. Some people don't have their own mind. They can only follow somebody else's lead. The Bible plainly says, I'm going to leave you alone. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the ways thereof endureth death. You got to be careful what you're following and who you're following. I know you don't like me. That's all right. God told me to tell you, and I'm going to tell you. If you throw rocks at me, it's all right. I'd rather for you to throw them than God throw them at me. Hallelujah. Make room for Dad. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Come on, act like you're not mad at me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We offer Christ to you. If you're here today and you know that you need to make a change in your life, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. Jesus simply says, I am available for you. I can make a difference in your life. But you've got to come. You've got to come. If you are here today, you don't even have to join this church. You join any church that you want. The main thing is you leave here with Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can leave today with the insurance policy that if I don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. Won't you receive him today as your personal Savior? Won't you come? Won't you come? Jesus says, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, you can have all of his blessings, but you gotta come, you gotta come, you gotta come. Gotta come, gotta come. Yes, he will. So come on, come on, come on. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Come on to cry. Well, maybe you're not here and you're in your car, in your home, wherever you might be, and you're listening to this broadcast. The same God that is here is right where you are. All you have to do is be submissive, humble yourself, and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. If that's your desire, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Please take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Lord. Perhaps today you came with some trouble in your heart. You've been carrying around all week long. I don't know whether it's family problems, whether it's the world that is pressing you down, whether you have Trumpitis or whatever it is. Jesus says, casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. So today, you can release that burden. You can release that pain. You can release that anxiety. You can turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Anybody want him to work it out today? Anybody really want him to work it out today? I'm going to ask Dick and Billings if he would lead us in our altar call today. And while he is getting in position, talk to the Lord. I want you to just stretch forth your hands and say, Lord, here it is. You might need a job. Or you might be one who want God to put a husband in your life. I didn't say looking for one. We want God to put a husband or wife in your life.
Amen.
This is a good time. Say, Lord, here's my condition. This is what I need. Please supply my need. As he's praying, release it. Release it now. Release it and give it to the Lord. Pray, Dick.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Yes.
Lord, once and once again, God, we stand before you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Realizing, God, that nothing we've done so great or so wonderful, Lord Jesus, just by your grace and mercy allows us to be here this morning, Lord. And we'll say, thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, lying down last night, God, for your overseeing us, waking up this morning, God, with church going on our mind, Lord. Lord, right now, Lord, we ask God that you come by a new hope this morning, Lord. Not just by a new hope, but all over the world, God, because so many people in need of you right now, Jesus. Lord, and then we want to thank our pastor for what a powerful word he brought this morning, God. To help us, God, get our life in order, we say thank him. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for how he's kept us through the danger and seen and unseen. Thank you, God, for being and bringing us through where we're at right now, Lord. Realizing, God, that we go from day to day, God, many trials, tribulations come up in our life, Lord Jesus. Lord, sometimes we up, Lord, and sometimes we down, God. But, God, you give us something, Lord, we can call on, God, and you call on your holy and righteous name, God. And you know, God, you make everything all right. Just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, this call on your name, Lord. Thank you, God, for all these fathers, Lord, that are representing him today, Lord Jesus. Let us realize, God, a father just not being someone that have children, but you got to do the do, God. Ask God, the only way you're going to get it right is go through you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being with us throughout the week, Lord. Thank you, God, for this New Hope family, Lord. Thank you, God, for Vacation Bible School coming up this week, God. We ask God that you let it be a very successful, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you and ask you to forgive our sin, Lord. Because, Lord, we rely, Lord, from day to day, Lord, we all sin and come short of your glory. And we ask for forgiveness right now, Lord God. And God, I not know what this congregation might be in need of, God. But, Lord, you know all about us, Lord. You know our shortcoming, our long going, God. And God, whenever you look down in our heart and mind, Lord, you see what we need, God. We ask God that you just provide it for us, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you. We pray you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Give a God bless you to our choir. Amen. The singing so beautiful. Amen. To our musicians, give them a hand. Amen. To our ushers, amen. God bless you. To our sound technician, praise God. Amen, amen. And give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. God bless you. We thank all of you who are listening in for being a part today. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. Amen, amen. Ella Bradshaw, do you know that song, Father Alone? Yeah, you don't know that song. We going home on this. Amen.
Father, we know all about thee. Yeah, yeah. Father, if y'all don't mind. Father alone.
unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his majesty's throne in glory. Be glory, dominion, and power until we meet again in that great beyond. Let the church say together, amen, amen, amen. Now y'all take y'all fathers out and give them a piece of chicken or something.
Praise God, turn that off.